early.
Early. Man, we up too damn early, bro.
Hold up.
Morning show. All right, Rick's Morning Show. 6 minutes. 6 minutes after the hour. Hey, we got Trayvon Martin's father on the phone, Tracy Martin. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Ricky. You actually got me, Sabrina, Attorney Crump, and Javaris on the phone.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How y'all doing? Thank y'all for calling. Appreciate this.
Good morning,
Frat. Good morning.
Dog team taking it to him. That's what I'm talking about. That's what the Qs do, bro. Thank you, dog.
Yeah, you're right, bro.
Well, we're so glad.
Thank you, Ricky, for all your support, man, from the beginning. You've been there. And so we just thank you and your listeners so much, Frat.
Yes, sir. You know we got you. Go ahead, Ebony. What were you saying?
All right. Well, we just got off the phone, ironically, with Ebony. And she was telling us, you know, how she kind of was feeling about the whole situation. Because, of course, the latest news, the fact that George Zimmerman has been arrested. And I stand corrected. I said manslaughter charges. It's actually second degree murder charges. Now, first and foremost, and since we have the attorney on the phone, can you explain to everybody the difference between second degree murder and manslaughter? What that would mean in the end if he is convicted?
That's huge, Ricky, and it's huge because manslaughter, he can get 25 years. With second degree, he can get up to life. And it's huge because after the special prosecutor considered the evidence, she decided, after fairly considering the evidence, that there was enough evidence was second-degree murder, as we have always said, that George Zimmerman, this armed vigilante, stopped Trayvon Martin. It's me. We heard the 911 text. He pursued him, even though the police dispatcher told him not to do that, and I believe it's because of that there. And I think they have some other evidence to corroborate that, and that's why she went with that charge.
Okay, so do you think that the second-degree manslaughter, the second-degree and the manslaughter, if he is overcharged, do you think that possibly could mean that he would get off? For example, would it be better to do manslaughter just to guarantee that he may be convicted on that or no?
That's a good question, but no, she did it right. You charge the maximum you can charge, and then the lesser included, the jury can always consider that. If they say second degree is too much, they can always go down to manslaughter. So I believe she did it just right, because we believe once this evidence comes out, he will be held accountable, whether it's manslaughter or second degree murder. And Sabrina and Tracy can sleep a little better knowing the person who killed their son was held accountable.
I know that's right, man. So, and thank y'all for leading, for encouraging people to be nonviolent and even just after this case, this whole case is over. Everybody, man, we still got to continue to protest, and then we got to start focusing on some of the other crimes and on black crime, man. You know, we just got to this is a spearhead of a bigger movement, man. And I just really appreciate y'all dedicating your time and doing all of these interviews, man. You know, because you know, and then when all of this go away, you know, these folks done lost a son. Mm-hmm. You know, they it's gonna be some long, you know, quiet nights, and you know that they got to think about the death of their son and how he died and stuff, man. But I just want to just say thank y'all so much, man, for doing everything y'all doing and spearheading this movement.
No, thank you and your listeners, too. This is just the first step. We just got to the first base, so we got to go around before we get a home run, and we haven't gotten there yet. So it's a long journey for us as well.
No doubt. Right now, we're on the line with the parents and the lawyer of Trayvon Martin. And, you know, it's a sick, twisted world out there. I know a lot of people are gunning for, you know, George Zimmerman. But have you guys gotten any threats or anything on your, you know, on your end?
No, we haven't received any threats.
We haven't been home.
But we haven't received any threats. And we're just trying to stay positive. And doing so, we just asking everybody positive along with us, and hopefully we don't receive any threats.
We hope, yeah, that it stays that way too, and we want to continue to help out. Of course, we are lifting you all up in prayer, but we know that you all have taken leaves of absences from work, and to that end, is there any way that we can give a website or a phone number or anything to our listeners where they can donate money to help your entire cause?
Well, what we're doing now is we're through the attorney's office, Parks and Crump, out of Tallahassee.
Parks and Crump?
Yes, it's Parks and Crump, 240 North
Magnolia, that's Magnolia Drive, Tallahassee, Florida, 32301. And we have justicefortrayvonmartin.com.
Okay.
You can go on there and you can have a WePay account that comes directly to Sabrina and Tracy.
Now, okay. let me say this. I need everybody to go to justicefortrayvonmartin.com. Let's be real here, okay? Let's be honest here. These folks have had to take a leave of absence, okay? And we're doing everything we can as, you know, supporters supporting them. These folks got to eat. They got bills that still have to be paid.
Traveling
expenses. They're trying to get around here, and they're trying to spearhead not only this case, but it's going to change. And the bigger goal is to try to change this stand your ground law.
Absolutely.
In all the states. That's what I'm saying. It's a bigger picture. I need everybody. I don't care if it ain't but $5 or $10. Send something. If you really care, if you have it, before you go get your nails done, do your own nails for a month, you know, or just for a week, and just send $5 or $10 to these folks, man, because if we don't get these laws changed, it could be your son. And we need to get serious about this. Just like it takes money, you pay your tithes and you're offering to run a church, it takes money to have a civil rights operation. Dr. King, Reverend Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, Malcolm X, everybody back then, it took money. It took donations to operate these causes, you know, to organize and to get money to stay in hotels and travel and set up microphones and equipment and stuff. A lot of the stuff had to be paid for.
At the airport, we running right now. Our luggage is on the curb.
Okay.
So we just like to say thank you to you, Ricky Smiley. Thank you to your staff, and thank you to your listeners. And God bless you.
No, thank you. Thank you. Y'all go and jump on that plane. We got you. Justice for Trayvon Martin. JusticeForTrayvonMartin.com. Y'all go and show some love and send a donation, and let's help these folks out, man, where we can get some of these laws changed, not just in the state of Florida. There is in the state of Georgia. And y'all know the murder rate has been up since they came out with that law. People are just out here killing folks. It could be your son. Don't it seem like